lots of colors, lots of pigment, lots of marble dust, lots of water, soaking, randomness. And through the years of its soaking, it forms these kind of natural kind of terrain. It's almost like, let's say, if you were to turn a rock up, you find all these weird things. That's sort of like a little bit my painting process, the element of surprise. I call it soaking and saturation of the work and flooding. It's a flooding process, and maybe it has something to do with growing up in Thailand, where we had monsoons and our backyard was always flooded for like 2 months. This little painting took like probably 3 or 4 years to make because it requires a lot of soaking. It evolved in my flood room. The room was specially made so that it was waterproof with tar, and so the water doesn't flood downstairs to my neighbors. And at one point, there was a special heater that was put in where the room was kept at 105 degrees all the time, 24 hours. So my Con Edison bill was crazy. The time part of it makes it actually very romantic in a way, because you kind of live with this for a long time. It becomes a friend, and very good friend. And usually I have like 80 canvases in the flood room going on. So I have many friends in there. It is time-consuming, and it's very labor-intensive, and it's not practical. It's what you know, Wall Street would say, not cost-effective. I had this idea of something I wanted to do with the beautiful Thai silk, which I was also very enamored with growing up because it's hand-woven. And I came up with this idea of sewing elastic onto silk to create the classic, I call the cocoon jacket. And where I design is actually in my apartment. And that I refer to my friends as South Sweatshop. It's actually also really intense. Yeah, it's a lot of silk, a lot of fabric. It's like everything there. And I live very minimally. I think probably for a lot of artists, you're born with this calling to create, and you kind of throw in this neurotic need to create. And I think in being an artist, you also probably border on being malcontent. You always want more. You always think that you can do better. So you know, voila, it's 40 years, and you're still doing it. And hopefully I can do it until the day I die.